Gorilla Bandit Podcast, Wednesday Rants, Brock Washington. And today, class, I'm going to talk to you about the bourgeoisie. You see, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about communism and how it applies to you. Let's get this party started. The theory of communism may be summed up in one sentence: abolish all private property. Nothing can have value without being an object of utility. Those are the words of Karl Marx. Now hold on with me, folks. I'm going to take you down a little path. Because you see, it's come to my attention that so many of these college kids are learning about communism, but they're not learning about how it doesn't apply to the American. And the reason that I'm going to focus a little bit on the bourgeoisie is I'm going to go to his definition. The middle class, typically with reference to its perceived materialistic values or conventional attitudes. So, most of America is the bourgeoisie. And inside the Communist Manifesto, you are the problem. You are the reason for so much pain in the world. You see, the reason that the bourgeoisie is so much pain in the world is because you hold on to things and you don't share and you don't give and you're just this evil, evil, evil people. But the issue here lies inside the evolution of freedom in America. You see, Karl Marx died in 1883, and America was not yet the crowning glory that it was to become. It had not yet achieved everything it was to be. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, set up, written, everything about it, loves it. But it had to evolve to be more inclusive. The evolution of freedom in America now allows for the definition of the bourgeoisie to be irrelevant because it's all inclusive. As the Bill of Rights added more and more amendments to be all inclusive, and urban growth demanded more and more apartment life to become commonplace, the starting position of humanity no longer applied. You see, inside the Communist Manifesto, you will see that the city man is the bourgeoisie, and it's him that lords over the peasants. Now, we would typically say that there are two types of people that are the most repressed, right? Those who grow up in a trailer park, and those who grow up inside of a inner city ghetto. Those are going to be our most typically repressed human, right? And follow me here. This is why I'm telling you the bourgeoisie is irrelevant. You are given the ability to be the bourgeoisie yourself, no matter the start in life you are given. We are all protected under some form of umbrella. You are given constitutional rights that the Communist Manifesto did not start from. You see, the Bill of Rights sliced the argument and made it where communism was an obsolete thing. Those in rural areas are given easier access to land, while the urban area or the urbanite can attain a world culture and fixed or higher education. Of the inner city person, you say, or the trailer park? Those with no access to land or education, he must understand that his life must be passed to upgrading the offspring they are given. And I know that kind of waxes philosophically, but there does have to become a time in your life when it's not about what you can achieve. It is about what your bloodline can achieve. What you are going to be able to do to further the goal. Not everybody will be successful. Everybody has a chance to be successful. And that's where it all comes apart, ladies and gentlemen. That's where what I'm trying to say here, the bourgeoisie of America is amazing. We must always invest in the future. Just like the immigrant who comes to this beautiful land, that is how the man who has no chance of, you know, has very little access to education, who has very little access to land, who has very little access to good jobs, he has to treat himself in many ways like that. And yes, that means it's a hard route. And yes, that means that not everybody will like him. And yes, that means that it is a terrible, long road. But it's a noble one. And nobility in the endeavor is still part of the equation. Those of the repressed lot in life must not harbor resentment for those that started in a slightly ahead position. Because let's be honest, there is such a thing. But rather ensure advancement for each of their generation. Realize that violence exists only in the heart of these raised to feel slighted. So raise them that success is in the reach. I am all for social programs that help for them that are of the less access to be higher. That may be where I break away from traditional conservatism. We are all born bourgeoisie in this country simply by the protection that we are given. It is up to each person to take advantage in this route to the economic shelter. Land, education, they're all obtainable. We don't need the umbrella of no one owning anything, because we're all protected in order to get there. We just might have to strive. Some may have to sprint. Some may have to jog. Some may only need to show up to the race. But good God, let us run and never stop. Guerrilla Banner Podcast, Wednesday Rants. I'm Brock Washington. Stay strong, my Sibians.